So 1st of December 2016, Andrew went to the gym like he did almost every day, and he was on a machine lifting weights and he slipped and the weights came down on him. He was then brought to Sligo University Hospital and transferred then to the Matra Hospital in Dublin, where we learned that his injuries included breaking his C3. He had a complete spinal cord injury. He would have no movement from the neck down, that he would be fully ventilated permanently perhaps, that he wouldn't be able to breathe independently, and that he might not regain his speech.
And so what has happened to Andrew since? Obviously very serious life-changing injuries he sustained.
Very much so. So he spent 7 months in the Matra, most of that in ICU, then HDU, then back to ICU, eventually to the spinal unit. And then he had to wait and fight for a bed in the NRH, the National Rehabilitation Hospital in Dunleary. So he was discharged from the Matra in June of last year. And when he got to the NRH, he was given a discharge date of September the 13th of last year. And that has come and gone. And here lies our problem, I guess, in that we still don't know where Andrew is going to move to. So for a long time, the HSC weren't communicating with us at all. I've been sending emails, writing letters, trying to make phone calls and getting absolutely nothing back until, unfortunately, we had to go public just to get the attention of the HSC. So Andrew's story was highlighted on primetime last week, and the following day, the HSC contacted me. Now, so far, they're just saying that we're looking into it. So we still are no further along the journey, unfortunately.
So what are the options for Andrew at the minute?
We're not fully sure, as bizarre as that sounds. We don't know because they haven't been communicating with us. They haven't told us what he could have. Now, it's starting to sound like there's going to be some sort of step-down facility. Andrew wants to live independently, and that is what he's entitled to do. So the HSC will have to provide some sort of long-term apartment for him, an independent living space for him. But they're saying now that he needs a step-down service before that. So it would be some sort of a nursing home. Now, unfortunately, in Ireland, there's no nursing home specifically for young people. So it would be some sort of nursing home with elderly people, which is far from ideal. But it's either that. The other option that the only concrete option that the HSC have come up with so far is to send Andrew back to Sligo University Hospital, because Andrew was originally admitted there just after the accident. It's the only facility in the country that has an obligation to take him. Now, if he were to return to the hospital, he'd spend the rest of his life in ICU, which obviously is far from ideal for anybody, especially a young man like Andrew. So we're still waiting to hear from the HSC to come up with something more realistic, I suppose, and that's something that Andrew will be happy with.
And as if the life-changing injuries Andrew received, as if they were not bad enough, did you ever think it would be this difficult?
I never in my wildest dreams thought that it would be such a fight, because fairly early on I looked into what Andrew was entitled to. So I thought, well, this will be a fairly straightforward recovery, and you know, the steps are already in place, people have made this journey, so it should be relatively easy. But no, the whole thing has been a fight from day one to get him anything that he is entitled to. My eyes are open as to the failings of our HSC. Not the people on the ground, so the nurses, staff, doctors, all of that, fantastic. But I'm talking about the people at the top of the HSC. It seems that within the HSC, the higher up you get, the less you are to make a sensible decision.
Now, the family have started a funding campaign. What is it hoped that will be achieved by this? And I suppose, how much money are you looking to raise?
We're really looking to raise as much as possible. Andrew will need a lot of money going forward. Unfortunately, the gym that Andrew had his accident in wasn't insured, so he has no form of compensation coming to him at all. So he will need environmental controls that will enable him to live as independently as he can. So little gadgets, really. Things that the rest of us take for granted that he could be able to do independently with the right technology, but these things are extortionate. They're so expensive. So that really is why we set up the GoFundMe page. It's gofundme.com/Andrew O'Malley. And we've also got Andrew's Facebook page, which is Help Andrew O'Malley. And actually, it's going really, really well so far, even though we're only at the very start of it, really. But the messages of support have been just so lovely for Andrew, encouraging. He's remained remarkably strong throughout all of this. He's inspirational. And he's still quite positive about the future. So hopefully he'll be able to move out of the NRH and start living his life again very soon.